We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Sean the Electrician.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm not bad. How about you guys?
Doing all right. Doing all right.
I got a light that keeps flickering in my living room in the overhead fan. What causes that?
Your wires aren't right.
Usually a loose wire.
Thank you.
Kennedy the Electrician.
Kennedy, what are you doing later today?
When you live alone, you learn to do a lot of things by yourself.
You know, the only thing that sucks is it's like really high up and
but,
I can't reach
but
it.
But electricity
you got a tall, you got a tall ladder, Sean, I can borrow?
I got a ton of ladders.
How many times have you zapped yourself on the job? Like real good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely been a few times.
Yeah. My brother's an electrician, and he's been shocked a whole bunch.
All right. Kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Sean.
All right, Kennedy. It's time for you to leave the studio.
All right. Good luck, buddy.
Five pop culture trivia questions.
Thank you.
You get more right than Kennedy. We give you $100. If you tie Kennedy, that, unfortunately, is a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy's pretty good at this. She's got 4,754 wins, 353 losses, and she has now gone into that soundproof booth. Question number one, Jonah Hill has petitioned his name to be changed to Jonah Hill. His real last name is Feldstein, but he wants to drop it. Name the 2007 comedy that Jonah Hill starred in alongside Michael Cera that made him famous.
Superbad.
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard dressed up as Cindy Lou Who and the Grinch to give away free diapers. The Grinch lives outside of which city and terrorizes its people, especially during Christmas time?
Whoville.
Ben Stiller turning 57 today. Named the comedy movie franchise he starred in alongside Robert De Niro, where this famous back and forth happened.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Classic.
Name that movie.
That's Meet the Fockers.
Question number four. The United States defeated Iran 1-0 to advance onto the knockout stages of the World Cup. They play the Dutch on Saturday morning. How many teams are in the World Cup? Like, how many teams start out?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch the World Cup.
All right, and question number five. 40 years ago today in 1982, Michael Jackson released his sixth album, Thriller. Which of these three albums is the best-selling album of all time? Michael Jackson, Thriller, The Eagles' Greatest Hits, or Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard soundtrack?
I'm going to go with Whitney Houston.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Where are you working today as an electrician?
I'm in Attleboro today.
Yeah, what are you working on?
200 and something apartments. We're redoing them.
Holy smokes. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
Don't get shocked. Don't get electrocuted.
It's not the first time.
It makes you feel alive, Carson.
Kennedy, Sean got 3 out of 5.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, these are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Jonah Hill has petitioned to change his name to Jonah Hill. His real last name is Feldstein, but he wants to drop it. Name the 2007 comedy that Jonah Hill starred in alongside Michael Cera that made him famous?
Superbad.
Tied at one. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard dressed as Cindy Lou Who and the Grinch to give away free diapers. The Grinch lives outside of which city and terrorizes its people, especially during Christmas time?
Whoville.
2-2. Ben Stiller turning 57 today. Kennedy, take a listen to this.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
It's funny every time.
Kennedy, can you name that movie?
Sure, Meet the Fockers.
That's right. 3-2, question number four.
Amazing movie.
The U.S. defeated Iran 1-0 to advance onto the knockout stages of the World Cup. They play the Dutch on Saturday. How many teams are in the World Cup, Kennedy? How many teams start out?
40.
32.
Yeah.
3-3, question number five. 40 years ago today in 1982, Michael Jackson released his sixth album, Thriller. Of these three albums, which is the best selling of all time?
Thriller.
Thriller, The Eagles' Greatest Hits, or Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard soundtrack?
Thriller.
It is
Thriller. It's for sure Thriller.
It is definitely Thriller.
You gotta let me finish the questions, all right,
sorry,
Kennedy.
Buddy. Sorry.
Let me work here, Kennedy. All right, Kennedy gets the win. 4-3. I'm sorry, Sean, you don't get the cash. We do appreciate you listening
you
this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, you did a great, and, you know, I just can't beat you.
Bye, Sean.
I'm a Sean fan. That's my guy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Please, everybody, say good morning to David from Lynn.
What's up, David?
Hi.
We kicked Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
David, there are five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you the cash. You tie, you lose. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What do you do for a living, David?
I work in a hardware store.
Very cool. Which one?
It's a large one. That's all I can say.
He said it's none of your business which one.
Wow. Don't want to give it away. All right.
Nosy.
All right. So he works at Home Depot somewhere. Doesn't want to talk about it.
Let
it's fine.
Dave live.
Question number one. Kennedy's out of the studio. The Rock says he was responsible for getting Henry Cavill back as Superman because the studio was against it. Name the superhero movie starring The Rock that brought Henry out of retirement as Superman.
Is it Black Adam?
Question number two. Metallica announced a new album and a world tour. It's coming to Gillette Stadium in 2024. Which Metallica song entered the Billboard Hot 100 chart for the first time ever earlier this year because of Eddie Munson and his guitar solo in the TV show Stranger Things?
Master Puppets.
Kelly Cuoco, 37 years old today. She played Leonard and Sheldon's neighbor on The Big Bang Theory. What's her name?
On the show?
Yeah.
Penny.
Joe Pesci says he actually sustained serious burns while filming Home Alone 2. It was the scene where Harry's hat catches on fire. The Home Alone sequel took place in a different city than the original. Where did it take place?
Chicago. I'm taking a guess.
Question number five. Wednesday had the biggest opening week for an English language series on Netflix ever with 341 million hours of viewing. And it beat out Stranger Things 4, which had 335 million. Which actress was known for playing Wednesday Addams in the 90s and now plays one of her teachers in the reboot?
Oh! I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What department of the hardware store do you work in? Can you share that? You like
in the paint.
Yeah, oh, you're paint. A paint guy.
Dave, do you steal from the store? Is that why you don't want to name it?
No.
Oh, the paint department, man. That's a tough job right there. Everybody's standing in line. You got to mix the paints up.
Oh, my gosh. They're the nicest people.
Oh, they are so nice.
I love going to the paint.
I feel bad for
them.
It's the only place where there's always a line is the paint place.
Yeah, but you know going there, you got to wait.
Yeah.
You want your paint just right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kennedy, David, got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, sir.
Yeah.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
The Rock says he was responsible for getting Henry Cavill back as Superman because the studio was against it. Name the superhero movie starring The Rock that brought Henry out of retirement as Superman.
Black Adam?
Tied at 1. Metallica announced a new album and a world tour. It's coming to Gillette Stadium in 2024. Which Metallica song entered the Billboard Hot 100 chart for the first time ever earlier this year because of an Eddie Munson guitar solo in Stranger Things?
Is it Master of Puppets?
It was. Really interesting what they're doing at Gillette. So they're doing 2 nights, and it's a no-repeat concert.
I love the idea.
So everything they do on Friday night is going to be different than they do on Saturday night, including all of the openers.
So you have to go to both.
Yeah, it kind of stinks if you can't afford 2 tickets. You might not hear your favorite song, though. Play the hits.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Kelly Cuoco, 37 years old today. She played Leonard and Sheldon's neighbor on The Big Bang Theory. What was her name?
Penny.
Tied at 3.
Bonus point for
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Joe Pesci says he actually sustained serious burns while filming Home Alone 2. It was the scene where Harry's hat catches on fire. The Home Alone sequel took place in a different city than the original. Where did it take place?
New York City.
4-3. Shout out to the Wet Bandits. Question number 5. Wednesday had the biggest opening for an English language series on Netflix ever, even beating out Stranger Things 4, Kennedy.
It was really good.
Which actress was known for playing Wednesday Adam in the 90s and now plays one of her teachers in the reboot?
Christina Ricci.
Poof.
Woo.
Good. Mm-hmm.
She's a wrecking ball, Dave.
Yeah. Just, she works. She's in the tool department because she's a sledgehammer.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he gets all of those bad hardware puns all the time. David, we really appreciate you listening this morning. You don't get the cash, but good news. We're going to give you a pair of concert tickets to go see Kane Brown on June 23rd at Fenway Park. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, but you're going for free, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Dave from Lynn. Can't beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Krista from Kingston.
Yo, we love alliteration.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. How about you?
Great, thank you. I'm so excited. My kids will be so excited to hear about this.
What are the kids' names?
Sebastian and Haley. I just dropped them off at school.
All right. Well, tell them we said hello next time you see them.
Which is hopefully today after school.
Yes.
All right. Kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Here we go. 5 trivia questions. They are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We give you $100. You tie, you lose. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Kennedy has left the studio. Question number 1. The former head of reality TV at Fox says Simon Cowell's grumpiness on American Idol was an act. He said, and I quote, underneath it, he's a different character. Watch Britain's Got Talent or America's Got Talent, and he's a much softer version now. Besides Simon, name one of the 2 other original judges on American Idol.
Paula Abdul.
Today's 9 years since Paul Walker passed away from a fatal car accident. Vin Diesel shared a picture of them on Instagram with the caption, 9 years, love you and miss you. Which film series did they star in together?
Who? Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Sure. Paul Walker and Vin Diesel.
Oh, Fast and Furious.
I was going to say.
That 90s show, the sequel spinoff of That 70s Show, will be on Netflix January 19th. Kurtwood Smith and Deborah Jo Rupp will be returning to the show as Red and Kitty Foreman. Isn't it Froman? Is it Foreman?
It's Foreman.
Foreman. Playing the grandparents of Leah, who is visiting over the summer. Which state are both shows set in?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch that show.
Maybe I'm thinking of Abe Froman, the Sausage King.
That's got to be it.
Disney Plus made an animated Night at the Museum sequel that premieres December 9th. Which actor plays the security guard that unleashes a curse that brings the museum's animals to life in Night at the Museum?
I know his name. It's like, Ben Stiller?
At question number 5, Avril Lavigne with Youngblood will be the musical guest on James Corden tonight. Which singer is Avril engaged to?
I have no idea.
Yeah, good. I didn't know who he was, to be honest with you. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
He's not bad, though, actually. I mean, I've checked out some of his music since they hooked up. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Krista got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Oh, yay.
These are difficult, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard that before.
Never.
Almost as difficult as trying to get in to the Royals event on Friday night. Almost. Not quite. The former head of reality TV at Fox says Simon Cowell's grumpiness on American Idol was all an act. Besides Simon, name one of the other two original judges on Idol.
Paula Abdul.
Randy Jackson. Dog.
Not for me, dog.
Tied at 1. Today is 9 years since Paul Walker passed away from a fatal car accident. Vin Diesel shared a photo of them on Instagram with the caption, 9 years, love you and miss you. Which film series did they star in together?
Fast and Furious.
Have you seen that one?
Never.
Tidy 2. That 90s show, the sequel spinoff of That 70s Show, will be on Netflix January 19th. Which state are both shows set in?
Wisconsin.
3-2. Disney Plus made an animated Night at the Museum. Which actor plays a security guard that unleashes a curse that brings the museum's animals to life in Night at the Museum?
Ben Stiller.
4-3. Question number 5. Avril Lavigne with Youngblood will be the musical guest on James Corden tonight. Which singer is Avril engaged to?
Mod's son.
It is Mod's son.
That might be the only person in the world that knows that.
That sounds like a store at the mall you would buy CDs at.
Good old Pac's son.
In the 90s, you and your friends would bring your Jenko jeans to Mod's son.
Totally.
5-3, final score. Kennedy gets the win. Krista, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. We really do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. And tell Sebastian and I can't read my own handwriting.
Kaylee.
I'm looking at my chicken scratch on my paper. I'm like, what the hell did I just write on there?
You're like a doctor with none of the medical training.
That is it. Well, tell them both that we appreciate them listening to the show. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Krista from Kingston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.